from across the wine dark seas of space, out of the 21st century, and into the sixth dimension, it's the future adventures of Commander Mark Torrance, Star Detective of the Circumpolar Federation!
Make like motocross ducks, both the wheelie wall, but here we go through Time Warp 2!
As you won't remember, Mark and his interstellar sidekicks Ensign Bob Bunny from Moon Camp, Doc Elmo Technical from Terra Time Lab, and their all-digital, fully animated space bud, Roscoe, the irrelevant robot, have navigated themselves to mysterious Planet X! Disguised, our heroes enter the oasis of El Patrol. Mark sits patiently, if fearfully, reading a few local laws under an oozing petrol palm as he waits for a chance to infiltrate Prince Noir's notorious Garden of Fear.
It says here that the law of the phobia demands tarring and beheading if you exhibit fear of the unknown, death and taxes for lap tap dancing, and eternity as a fly for insufficient pubic hair. Oh,
my. Doc Technical, riding through the exotic Oasis marketplace in a bug-drawn woggle bus, computes a few of his favorite mathematical puzzles.
By the snake, bits of serious spy. Let's see. Bruce had 3/4 of a bag of popcorn, and Bill had 7/12 of his marshmallow pickle sandwich, and their lunch hour was 53 minutes long. What percentage of each food should they share after a half hour? Show your work, huh?
Underneath the tarry streets of El Patrol, Bob Bunny carries out his deadly mission single-handed.
With one paw!
And all alone tunnels along skillfully under the walls of the palace of the Prince of Old Noir.
Oily moon dunks! My Mark Time Global Action Fighter batteries are running out! Oh, well, when I'm in a really tough and perplexing situation like this, I know I've just got to do what a moon camp trained bunny's got to do. Keep digging!
Cleverly disguised by dynamite graphics as a three-humped bacterian camel, Roscoe, the irrelevant robot, is lazily chewing the infinite cut of his half-digested analogs alongside the wall of Planet X, sacred and mysterious Garden of Fears. Sadly, he runs through his century-old file of knock-knock jokes.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Afghan.
Afghan who?
The best laid plans, Afghan. Astray. Ha, ha, ha.
Don't get it.
Meanwhile, within the walls of the garden, the Prince of Old Noir drinks from a small cup of gunpowder tea and discusses his plans with his chief counselor, Ayatollah Falwell.
Ayatollah, it is truly a gift of the great god Bill that we have in less than a century of interplanetary travel cornered the market on weapons-grade warp oil. Earthlings are so stupid.
Not all of them, your noir ship. We got rumors of a plot to kidnap you and put you in a black hole for the next billion years.
No, look. It's earthquake. The ground beneath us is erupting.
Holy comet dust. Looks like I traveled a little too far.
It's a dust bunny.
What's up, Doc?
Prince! No!
So Bobby Bunny has witlessly penetrated the Garden of Fear, leaving his companions outside the walls. Bob's ninth life passes in front of his little pink eyes. But surprise! Roscoe spots Bob through the wall, clothed in this greenish glow of Roscoe's special nightlight vision. Roscoe implodes his molecular disintegrator and immediately changes places in the Garden of Eden with a terrified space cadet.
Wait just a lunar second! I've been blindsided by a terrorist narrator attack. I'm the star of this episode. What the hip-hop's happening here?
That's right, Bob. Your announcer is revolting. I'm doubling as Big Roscoe, baby.
What?
And I'm on. And when I'm on all over.
I'm all over.
Irrelevant robot, my left, Tesla coil.
Hey, wait a minute.
Old email joke, android humor, what stupid robot voice. I'm done with it, see? I don't have to be a human to act human. I'm studying to be a human. I deal with humans all the time.
And with mutants like me and clones like little Cece.
Are you telling me I can't pass for a human just because I wasn't born human? If you cut my beard, will it not grow again?
Hey. What is this, a format change?
I haven't been happy with my part, Bunny. It's totally underwritten. Just listen to that last line, for instance. Who could do anything with... It's totally underwritten.
I could!
I'm Stanislavski. Where is he when we need him? Where's the heart in a line like that? Where's the character?
All right.
All right. Just a minute there, fella. Your name, Roscoe? Don't like it? Call my freaking helpline.
Hey, CPA, you're under arrest.
Me, but wait a minute.
Hey, I'm sorry, robot, but you're going to have to come along with us.
Yeah, we're certified rappers, robot, auditor, police.
You're accountants? Wait a minute. Why would accountants have police?
You're over budget. You're over time. You're over the top, mister.
And again.
This wouldn't be the first time you've been brought in on a hostile character takeover charge, now would it?
Since you've torn apart the very fabric of the illusion of this marked time adventure, the thing it needs in order to exist,
your character
has been sent
to radio prison.
And that's how it really happened, Doc. Roscoe is gone forever.
I was on that sound effects rickshaw, Mark. Never knew what was going on. Seemed like everything went black as a lunar outhouse.
I was dematerialized, and he stole all my material. Just as the evil axis of Planet X was about to cut off my ears and take away my sleepy time, comfort bedtime, Karen.
Well, we're all together again, the three of us in Pegasus 2. The theme music is playing, and I've got a surprise for you both.
What? Did some bozo drop a script in over the transom?
Do we have a new plot?
Indeed we do, Bob. A brand new Space Ranger joins our team next time when we meet the Time Pirates on Mars!